The number of gallons of water poured on that fireball isn't known yet, but there is some concern by the DNR that runoff containing toxic chemicals may have seeped into a nearby wetlands area.
WRNR treats a whole spectrum of waste products, so there's primarily we're testing right now for volatile organic compounds, paint thinners, lacquers.
The West Central DNR's David Weitz.
This discharge to an area that was already contaminated, so we'll be able to expedite testing for that.
Monitoring wells for that cleanup dating back to the 80s are already in place, but what about drinking water?
Right now, as far as we know, there is no risk to the drinking water at this time.
The air surrounding the plant has been declared safe.
The material that went into the wetlands was water that was squirted by the firefighters that then flowed through the plant and discharged into a small pond that then flowed into this wetland area.
The cause of the chemical plant fire isn't known yet. Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.